lama terpa terpan. Pleased to meet you. My spirit was first born during the reign of King Dongcheng Grinda of the Autonomous Empire of Tibet. Back in the day, my mama said, you become anything you want. I was asking, what can I be? What should I be? And she said, anything, everything, nothing, up to you. Okay. Dharpa, become everything, become nothing, become liminal thing. I become psychic treasure hunter. It was in my past life in Peru. I was a lama long before there were lama roaming in Tibet. During my time in the pasture highland of Muchagocha, I learned how to make the sound. Boom, boom, boom. I was a humming lama. Then again, a different life past becoming of my mind stream. I was a cowboy in India, Indus Valley civilization. And with the cow, I learned how to make the sound. Cow sound was the reverse of the lama sound. In me, a certain enlightenment came to be. You may ask, how can you know this past life? Actually, we return to the teaching of Mother Tantra. Can be anything you want. Okay. I don't know what really was in the past, but I make it up and I become it. I generate spontaneous past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Not a problem. I can be anything I want to be. Now in here is what Tertan. Tertan is in the Tibetan tradition, seeker of concealed teaching. Concealed teaching is called terma. We are like termite burrowing into elemental wood, extracting the ancient revelation. Now, it is in places like here, like here, like there. So many wisdoms have been encoded in an elemental matrix. And for us, the Tertan, we decode, examine, we reveal what was concealed. Concealed by past master, concealed by the universe, waiting for the cycle of time to match. In the past, prophecy said there is dark age coming, do not put all the teachings on the table just now. Hide them behind the leaves of plants, hide them in the rocks of the cave, hide them in the ethereal space. Now time has come, the dark age. People are impossibly stupid. New revelation must come again from the ancient elemental matrix. People like us uncover, bring forth a new perspective, a new method, means and insights for your enlightenment. In here, so much elemental essence is brewing. Bardo state. Bardo is the intermediate state, liminal state. Bardo Todol was also decoded from an ancient Therma, the Book of the Dead. Are we dead? You wouldn't know. Take the teaching. See the visions. Decode the essential. Enlightenment. In here, we seek magic syllables through the media of hearing, and we seek magic vision through the media of the inner eye. The elements in a location, the elements in your mind stream need to be stimulated, churned. They will reveal to you many esoteric things. We enter the realm Example, send that to your favorite translator. See what comes. Spontaneous revelation of sound needs to be translated from the mystical language into the human language for humans who think in language, who can feel phonetical sound, can read the message in the sky. What happens? Translation from language of the Dakini, language of the Naga, comes to human realm. We hand it over to our marketing department. We have many gadget lamas, expert in popularizing things. They will disseminate teachings, become lineage holders. They will hold on to the lineage. You may not have enlightenment unless you follow the lineage mantra empowerment from the Lama Guru wearing maroon robe. Okay, I hope your pockets are filling to the brim with enlightenment and admiration. We prefer the bush. Mosquitoes are good company. In here, we have continuous iterative revelation, progression of unfolding. New book every day, new revelation every hour. Lineage holders may scavenge at leisure. I am wearing pants on my head for no reason. When I get tired of you, I X out back into the dimension. From this dimension, things come forward. Example, classical Nagarjuna, master philosopher. Also, Tartan, in his own right, he traveled to the bottom of the abyss of an ancient lake, into the kingdom of Nagas, magical serpents, and had a dialogue with Nagaraja, king of the serpents, Hung Nagaraja Hung Yuhungshi, discovering teaching of Prajna Paramita. Prajna Paramita is the teaching of the supreme wisdom, the shedding of all illusion, pinning down of absolute nothing in particular. It is neither this nor that, nor neither this and that, nor neither this nor neither that, etc. Short circuit your conditioned mind. In here we have mantra. For the Pragya Paramita, good mantra can teach you many things if you listen to the vibration. Listen. For your homework in a quest to find wisdom elements, I am also Arya Jambala, guardian of treasures, my vehicle, a green naga dragon flowing out in a quest for teaching. Next to me sits a mongoose, catching, and so we extract. Many magical beings are present, absorbed in the process. That is simply how we roll. And what is the outcome? Not to bring up more words. In fact, we are looking for, in Tibetan, Asal, in Sanskrit, Prabhashvara, pure light, luminosity, spectrum of pure lights that pre-exist, condition, phenomena, identified in the elements of nature, identified in the elements of psyche, identified in the elements of the physical body, woven into a psycho-energetic whole. Nirmanakaya, Sambhogakaya, Dharmakaya, the physical diamond presence, psycho-energetic diamond presence, and the absolution diamond presence, and the suchness all of all phenomena becomes a rainbow body. All phenomena extracted into the underlying pure rays of luminosity. I arise as a mandala. My essence is the purity of emptiness and the radiance, multiformed enlightenment archetype. As to why I will not be here forever and ever, the Bodhisattva takes a vow, I will be here forever and ever until all the hells are empty. No, I'm not that patient. I delegate. In here I'm crafting enlightenment archetype multiforms that reach a level of synchronicity that abides in its own momentum. Throw them out into the collective mind stream. They will do my job. And I can Nirvana out. It's my pension plan. Okay. We go back to the zone.
Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Fum. Ah, oh.